My name is Bob Spear. I'm 62 years old, and I live in Sepulpa, Oklahoma, from Seattle. Go Hawks.
Yeah, we took a two-hour road trip down here.
Honestly, I gave a public service announcement about Snarky Puppy's performance here, and a guy in the next class walked in, and he just shouts, "Snarky Puppy!" And so I think that's the basic reaction to their presence.
I don't know. They've just found ways to mix in all these different genres together, and it just blends, and it just touches every single person who listens to it. So
I'm excited. This is my first Snarky Puppy concert.
On three, everybody yell, "We love Snarky Puppy!"
I don't know if anyone's chanted my name on the street like that before. Who are these cats? I don't know. You're watching Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. Snarky Puppy just won its second Grammy Award, but the band has been touring for nearly a decade. These guys got their start here in North Texas, so tonight is sort of a home game, and the first night of yet another world tour. Snarky Puppy says its music is for your brain and your booty. Let's see what they're all about.
We'll be right back. Austin, Texas, please welcome Chris McQueen on the electric guitar.
Yeah.
Chris McQueen on the electric guitar.
Go ahead, Snarky Puppy. That's a lot of cats to fit on one stage. And a lot of that started to come together about 40 minutes north at the University of North Texas. They're famous for their jazz program, and that's why bassist Mike League showed up in 2002.
Mike League auditioned for us in the early 2000s, I believe. Showed his talent right off the bat.
I can remember hearing Mike play bass with the big band that he was a member of on campus in a club in the student union. And I remember being struck even then by how much fun he appeared to be having.
When he was at North Texas, Mike got some of his classmates together and started a band called Snarky Puppy. He was a solid jazz player, but he was also into Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin.
I mean, he's one of the most eager sponges about everything, life, people, and most definitely music.
I was struck by his ability to generate enthusiasm among his fellow students for projects that were extracurricular and beyond the norm.
And then when he moved to Dallas, he got that gospel connection.
Mike eventually landed a gig in the house band at St. John's Baptist Church in Dallas. And he started bringing some of his fellow band members to check out the services.
And then I started seeing that changes. I started seeing those changes in the members that he brought into Snarky Puppy and the way that he started writing as well.
You know, that slow demon. You know what I'm saying?
That's Sean Martin. He plays keys for Snarky Puppy, but he's also rubbed shoulders with R&B superstar Erykah Badu and gospel legend Kirk Franklin. Sean hears a lot of gospel in what Mike writes for the band.
You know what I'm saying? That's church, you know? That's a straight up old school Walter Hawkins groove, you know what I'm saying? That's church. That's a foundation of us, you know. It really is, you know. That's part of our makeup. It's part of our build, you know. Mike writes this song called "Thing of Gold." Like I said, he writes these songs with these strong melodies that, you know, in the midst of all the improvisation that goes on, you can still sing the melody, you know. And that's the characteristic of a great songwriter. Simple melody. Everything kind of grows from there, you know. It's exactly. That is church. You know, that's church. You know. Everything has that resolve. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Church, tithe, envelopes, and everything. We got it all, Jack. We got it all. You know.
Yeah, it's in there, all right. In fact, Kirk Franklin himself came to the gig.
Mike sat in for a couple of trips that I had to do. And I went to Jamaica and Canada, and he sat in. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. This white boy's bad. This white boy's bad on bass. Because, you know, when you carry the bottom, you got to be funky. And Mike was doggone freaking funky, and I didn't know he could be that dope, so, you know, man, I've been a fan since then.
Well, let's go to church then. Here's Thing of Gold from The Door in Dallas, Texas. Go ahead, you can sing along.
It's too soon. It's too soon for the song. It's too soon. No, really, it's too soon for the song. Really gotta play this song after that drum solo? It's too soon. No, really, it's too soon, for real. Like, after that solo, I gotta play this song after that. It's too soon, man.
Well, that's Sean Martin on keyboards from Dallas, Texas, ladies and gentlemen.
That's some serious chops. But you know, Snarky Puppy works just as hard off the stage. You gotta give it up for Mike League, who handles so much of the band's business himself. The day before the show, we scooped Mike from the airport and took him straight to a studio.
It's cool that we swing by and crash your party for a little bit. Okay, cool, man. We'll probably be there in about 35 minutes.
He'd just come from teaching a masterclass in Mexico.
It's kind of like my version of a vacation.
Snarky Puppy's newest project is a concert film designed for movie theaters. So Mike went to check out a surround sound mix from the recording. Mike's busy all the time. He has been since day one, lugging gear, coordinating video shoots, designing the website, running their own record label, producing side projects for band members, booking tours. You get the idea.
Flew in, and there's some things that need to be done, so we're going to do them. I mean, I definitely, if somebody said, do you work hard, I would say yes, I work very hard. And also, I'm a perfectionist, so that means that you have to work even harder.
And in between all that, he's constantly writing music.
This is an unnamed studio. The wall says studios at 2909, but it's just a little space just outside of downtown Dallas where we've mixed the last, I think, 4 Snarky Puppy albums.
Mike made time to show us about how he puts together some of Snarky Puppy's music. For instance, one of their most popular songs, Shofukan.
I know, for me personally, a lot of the time when I go to hear jazz, I'm like kind of inundated with information, you know, like overwhelmed, like someone's hitting me on the head with so much information, and I just like, I want to hear stuff that I'm familiar with, you know, and I think that that's something that I try to do as a composer because I love composers who do it. Just trying to get the most mileage out of the smallest amount of information. And I think it's true that anything that I write or that any human being writes is just a combination of the things that they've heard leading up to that point in their life. And one of my favorite things to do is kind of like walk through a department store or something, and when I hear pop music playing really quietly, sometimes it's difficult to hear like where beat one is, and I'll hear a rhythm in the music incorrectly, but it's really interesting to me, so I'll just record it. You know, hearing things wrong can end up being a moment of opportunity, I think. I heard the groove 2 beats off, so here it is. So the groove is actually 1, 2, 3, 4, bum bum bum, ba da bum, da dum, da ga da da dun, da ga dum, da dum, da ga da da dun. When I was hearing it, 3, 4, dum, da dum, da ga da da dun, da ga dum, da dum, da ga da da dun. It's crazy because it's so folkloric, you know. I mean, the people who created these rhythms aren't thinking about it in this academic mathematical way that we love to do in the U.S. It's just going on feel alone, and that's I think just a really important thing about that I feel about music in general, is that if it feels good, it's right.
Closing out the set, here's the full version of Shofukan. Let's try to pick out that Tunisian part.
Thank you.
one more time. Good night.
I gotta get that sing-along thing happening. You can hear more music from this concert on our radio show. Check your local listings or visit npr.org/jazznight. I'm Christian McBride. Thanks for watching.
You guys getting some? If I were you and I were hungry, I would get one of each. I'd do the tour. Five tacos is like normal. Most I've ever done in a sitting is 9.
Could I get one picadillo, one beef fajita, and 2 chicken, please?
Yeah, that's me. Thanks, man.
I could eat this 3 times a day, every day. And I'd probably be dead in about a year, but I would be the happiest year of my life.
Next time I swing through Dallas, you can find me at that taco joint.
Oh my God. Filled with spirit. Spirit is within me.